Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. I am so thrilled to be here with you today. I really want to talk about an important subject. If you are trying to rock your health journey, if you are trying to become a better version of yourself day in and day out, you can literally apply this method, this mindset anywhere in your life. But today, I'm specifically talking about this in regards to our health. And that subject is having a why. And so we're going to go ahead and dive right into this. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Melissa Hartman, and I have been on a health journey for ever. Like, I'm honestly trying to think about a time frame to give you, but I can't, because I remember being in junior high getting a salad on like as my main meal instead of the cheeseburger that I wanted because my mom told me it was healthier. I remember eating grapefruits, even though I think they're disgusting, because I had heard of the grapefruit diet. I remember in high school when our new library was built, and I went to the new library, and instead of looking for a fun, you know, fiction book, I was in the diet section, and I did the popcorn diet. Did you know the popcorn diet is a thing? I swear I will never eat plain popcorn again because of the popcorn diet. But so I've lived this cycle of dieting, restricting, overeating, and binging over and over and over again until just about the past 18 months or so. And I'd love to tell you that my diet has been perfect since then, but in reality, it hasn't been, right? There's still been times where my diet is imperfect, but the thing that I've noticed is the gap that I have from the time that I eat something crappy or have a off day or whatever to getting back on my plan has significantly decreased, right? It's not this big gaping hole of time. It's now a tiny gap that I can imagine myself simply hopping back over, hopping back onto. And so that's truly one of like the pieces that I want you to remember on this is think about that gap, right? You may have been in this gap, or you may still be in this gap for the past, I don't know, maybe you've been there for the past 2 years. I get it. I've done that. This time of year, especially, it's April right now. And I was just telling my husband this morning how, you know, there was one Easter, I remember it was probably, I was doing this diet where I was drinking 2 protein shakes a day and then eating one meal. I just chuckle at myself now because I'm like, really, Melissa? Do you know how much you love food? Do you know how unrealistic drinking 2 of your meals is a day? But I digress. So I had done really well on that diet, obviously, because I was drinking 2 of my meals a day and then, you know, eating a meal. So I had probably lost like the most amount of weight I had lost at one time after I had gained my 100 pounds. I probably lost like 40 or 50 pounds. And I remember just being so proud of myself. But then Easter came, and I remember we were at my grandma's sister's house, and they had the delicious apple sheet cake that they make. Oh my gosh, it is divine. And I just remember coming home from that and eating candy and then staying in that gap, right, where I didn't go back to my health journey. And the reason for that is because I hadn't quite figured out my why, right? In the beginning of my journey, I really just wanted to do this because I wanted to look better. And as much as I hate to say it, yeah, do we look better when we lose weight? Sure, if that's what you think, right? Like, there are some people who truly believe a curvy, you know, plus size body is more beautiful than a thinner body. But to me, I thought that I would feel better, I would be better when I was a thinner version of myself. And so at first, that's all I wanted. But the thing is, there's no weight to that, right? There's no real substance to just wanting to look better. So what your job is on this journey is to figure out really why you want to do this. And so there are practices that you can put into place. You know, in this foundational course that I'm building, one of the things that I'm helping people understand is you have to continue to ask yourself that question, why, right? Well, I want to lose weight because I want to be more confident. Okay, well, why do you want to be more confident? And really breaking that down until you truly can't answer the question why anymore, right? And oftentimes we get to a place where it's, you know, maybe it's a level of fulfillment that you have in your life because you're the healthiest version of yourself. Maybe it is because you will feel content at that space in your life, right? It's going to be different for everyone, and that's okay. Everyone can have a different answer in this world, and that is perfectly fine. But you have to figure out what that is, because otherwise what's going to happen is you're going to have what I had over Easter that one year, many years ago, where you're not going to understand your true why. And because that was such a surface level reason that I was doing it, it didn't matter if I, you know, oh, well, yeah, I'm addicted to the sugar again. So I have to keep going. I have to keep going. I have to keep overeating. And I'd feel terrible about myself. And then this shameful pattern would start all over again. But if you have a substantial why, if it's got some weight to it, if it's got some sturdiness to it, then you're going to remind yourself, you're going to go back to that, hey, I desire to be the person who is the healthiest version of me so I can stand here with my family. I don't want to be the parent who misses out on all the moments with her children. I want to be the parent who gets to see her grandparents or grandchildren come into this world. I want to be the grandparent who is like full of life and fun and energy. I don't want to be the grandparent that's stuck in a wheelchair or that has a myriad of health issues because I didn't take care of myself now. And so whatever that reason might be, you got to get down to it. You got to get into the nitty gritty. One thing that I'm going to say about your why is I don't want you to focus on what you don't want to be. And again, in my course, this is something that you're going to learn all about the why behind that. But you need to focus on what it is that you do want, right? Oftentimes we're so focused on, I don't want to be fat anymore. I'm so tired of not having energy, right? That's not serving us. So you need to figure out why you want what you want in the space of this is who I desire to become, because that's what your brain is going to start hearing. That is what your brain is going to put on repeat if you're reminding yourself frequently that this is who you desire to become. And slowly but surely, along with the other processes that I teach you, you will become that version of yourself. And it's so crazy to like watch and to see it unfold in your life and to see you making the better choices. You almost have like this out of body, like, whoa, I just turned this down. Like, whoa, I decided to take a walk when I was feeling frustrated instead of eating my feelings. Holy cow, that spoke to me, right? So finding that why, digging down to the root of why it is you want what you want is going to be so powerful. And I pray that you spend some time really hashing that out. You know, if you can stop and take a minute and just journal out, why is it that you want to become healthier? And I told you at the beginning of this podcast, this can be used in other areas of your life. So maybe you're thinking of starting your own business. Why do you want to do what you want to do? Why is it that you desire to become better in whatever area of your life you desire to be better in, right? Is it because it looks good on the internet and you think people are going to look up to you? Or are you looking to truly help transform people's lives, right? There can be a multitude of reasons behind it, but once you really get down to why you are doing the things you do, you're going to realize just who you are at your core. And it's just a really beautiful thing to unfold and to watch. And so I pray you take some time to do this. And if you want my guidance in this journey, in this process, you are able to still join at the pre-sale pricing for this program, Joy in the Journey. This is the foundation of how you get to become the healthiest version of yourself, step by step by step, and we get to do it together. So if that's something you're interested in, I will put the link to join at pre-sale pricing right now in the show notes of this episode, and let's find out your why. I'm so excited to hear what comes from this and to help you understand that in those moments of weakness, in those moments of lacking motivation, you returning to that why is going to help sustain you. It's going to help guide you, right? Because that version on the other side of where you currently are is the one that's going to tell you exactly what to do and what not to do. So with that being said, have a great day. I look forward to talking to you on the next podcast. Bye.